All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. We are joined this evening by UVA football coach Mike London. And, Coach, we thank you for hanging with us through the break. And I think we have a caller with a question right now. So, Frank, go to the caller if we would.
I believe we have Don on the phone. Is that Don?
Yes.
Don, go ahead and ask Coach your question. I think the coach might recognize your voice.
Well, to be honest with you, Frank, I really don't have a question. I just want to say Merry Christmas to all the UVA fans, to Mike and his family, to you and your family, because I've known you guys for a while. And for those UVA fans that are listening, I'll be glad to hang on for a second myself. I just want them to know that number one thing about Mike, besides he's a great guy and a great character guy, first step is players are going to love him. That's all the fans need to know right now. The players are going to love him.
Well, that's good to know. Mike, could you hear that?
Yeah, that's Coach Wiggins. How you doing? I appreciate it. Don was on Coach Shealy's staff when I was there, and been a good friend over the last several years. And you know, saw him several times, and I appreciate that, Coach. And I still call him Coach because out of respect, and I appreciate the words. And, you know, it's about relationships. But you know, when you got seven kids like I do, from Pampers all the way up to driving, you know, playing in the NFL. Then you got to have relationships, and I think that's important. So I still have a lot of them there with friends and players at Richmond, and look forward to making new ones up in Charlottesville again.
Hey, Coach, speaking of relationships, I know one of the things you're trying to do is rebuild relationships with some of the high school coaches and key people around the state of Virginia to allow Virginia maybe to do a better job than they've done in recent years with regard to in-state recruiting. So tell us a little bit about your activity in that regard.
Well, yes, that's one of the main things that I think that Virginia being a state school, that, you know, to be able to try to get back in the state and get back to endear ourselves to the high school coaches. And I talked about being accessible and available, you know, recruiting, you know, the players that, you know, a lot of good players come out of good programs from, you know, from all over the state. And just, you know, and just instead of, you know, getting the guy that's maybe out in, you know, Connecticut or somewhere like that, that's a good player. I mean, I'd rather go with our in-state guys, in-state coaches that to say, hey, look, this guy can play at our place, because you don't not only get the player, you get the community that comes with them, and I think that's important. And then the next young man that's behind them, that's growing up through, you know, the middle school, whatever, and he sees, you know, that young man have success and go on and do great things on the field and in the classroom, then he wants to follow. And I had to tip my hat off to the people at the Virginia Tech. They've done a great job of doing that, and my hat goes off to them. But, you know, we've got to get back to making sure that we're servicing the area of Virginia and giving opportunities to our in-state kids first, and then not worrying about where you rank recruiting-wise and all that stuff like that, but getting players that, like as I said before, that will also bring the community with them.
Yeah, Frank, just a quick note on that. You got to tell those kids down in Tidewater they want mom and dad to come to the game, and it's a shorter trip to Charlottesville than it is to Blacksburg, you know.
Or anywhere else. Mike, we got a caller left a message for us. He asked a very good question. He says, his name is John. He says, what is it going to take to get some real speed back into the UVA program?
Well, I mean, number one, recruiting and recruit speed. You get what you recruit. So, you know, there is, as I said, Coach Poindexter and Price had, you know, guys that committed to the program, and there are a few scholarships that we have left that we are addressing, you know, some particular needs. I mean, Anthony and Bob have been pretty good, really good about assessing, you know, where we are team-wise right now and position needs and things like that. So we would like to address that with the scholarships that are left. You know, as I said, the guys that said they were coming to Virginia are coming. So there's no one that's wavering on that. Of course, there's one we're still waiting for, to make sure he gets what he needs to get NCAA-wise. But other than that, I agree. I mean, there's things you have to do. If you want to get fast, you got to recruit, you know, faster players, and that'll be a priority.
Coach, a number of people have emailed me this week to ask you this question. In recent years, UVA's offense has struggled. How do you, you know, philosophically, how will you rebuild the offensive side of the football program?
Well, you know, I think it's important that you take what you have and you try to build the strengths around what you have instead of taking something and making the players fit that system. You know, Virginia's been good a long time with offensive linemen and tight ends, and, you know, we've had good running backs. I think that you have to be able to run the ball. You have to be able to be multiple, but you also have to have, you know, some guys on the edge right there that you can max protect, throw the ball down deep and say, look, our guy's faster than yours, as the caller alluded to, and has got athletic skills to go up and get the ball. You know, we'll throw the ball if we have to, but, you know, when you run the ball into game situations, control the clock, move the chains, and if you have a dynamic runner, as I think, you know, if everyone that looks, tracks recruiting, I think there's going to be a good one on the horizon here. There's a couple good ones in the program right now, but you know, I'm really, really excited about the possibilities of what's going on now with some younger guys. But and you got to accentuate what you have and look at the strength of what you have and then go from there.
Coach, at your introductory press conference, you made reference to the fact that you would utilize a 4-3 defense as opposed to a 3-4. Is that just a preference from your standpoint? Of course, you were a defensive coordinator, so you're a defensive guy. Why do you like the 4-3?
Well, I think that it lends itself to, you know, when the high school kid, you know, there are a lot of NFL teams run the 3-4. There's a few college teams that run it, but when you run a 4-3, you're allowing yourself to get that high school defensive end that just is like 230, 240, you know, because the other way around, you know, in a 3-4, you have to project, well, can he be big enough to be, say, a Chris Canty and grow to be 270 so he can line up over the tackle, or is he good enough standing on his feet to be able to drop in the coverage? You know, sometimes you get those guys that are right in between that, but that 230, 240-pound guy who puts his hand down the ground can come off the edge, you know, has a great career, you know, being a defensive end. And I think inside, then you take the bigger players and you put them on the edges of the tackles or the guards or the center. You put them on the edges and you say, hey, look, get vertical, try to disrupt, you know, things on the blocking schemes. And then, you know, so if you have an aggressive front four like that, and you got three linebackers behind them, particularly a will linebacker is kind of a cross between a safety and an outside back or a defensive end, then you kind of get – you're able to recruit more high school kids that are coming out that are ready-made for that rather than, you know, get them into the system and the program and bulk them up to where they need to play or redshirt them a couple of years so where they can fit the scheme. So I think the 4-3 for us, after having played it at Richmond, for the last couple of years, is more of a system that you can utilize some of the best high school talent that's out there, the guys that are playing their position, you know, for their high school teams now.
Coach, we've got time for basically one more question, and about eight things come to mind, but I think what we're going to do is shorten things up. In general, I think part of the excitement that's building again for the football program is with the goal, obviously, of winning the fan base back to Scott Stadium. What are your general thoughts on that, and just overall, based on the press conference and what you've seen in the last 2 weeks in your position, getting acclimated in Charlottesville? You know, what are your thoughts?
Well, there's been an overwhelming response about you know, a lot of times with the change that's brought forth. I mean, you know, ideas and opportunities open the doors up. And I said that, you know, that we need the Wahoo fans to come back to the games and support the players, you know, because when I met with the players one-on-one, that was one of the things that was disappointing. They notice. They notice when you're not in the stands and notice when you're booing them and things like that. And that affects them. So, you know, it's my job that, you know, to get some coaches together, to put the schemes together that make us competitive on the field, and we'll do that. But, you know, we need the Wahoo faithful to be back. You know, wear those hats, put those bumper stickers back on, put the sign yardage things back up there. You know, all those things because we just, you know, everybody needs a lot of things, but you can't go to the stadium without the fans. And I appreciate the fans, and hopefully we'll do some things here in the near future that will show that appreciation by getting involved in the communities, you know, particularly up in Charlottesville and throughout the state, and then to see if we can turn this thing around.
Coach, we thank you for joining us tonight. I know it's a busy time of year for a lot of different reasons. Merry Christmas to you and your family. We look forward to having you on as a regular guest as we go forward. And needless to say, we wish you the absolute very best look forward to having you on again soon. And again, thanks for coming on.
Fellas, I appreciate it. Jim, I want to say your wife, Linda, she is the best. She is the best because our players loved her. We had her talk about how to talk to the media, you know, and things like that, and we benefited from it greatly. And I tell you what, she was an honorary coach one time, and we won that game, so we got to get up to Charlottesville, be an honorary coach, too. She's got a streak going.
Well, she may be willing to come over and give the Virginia guys a pep talk. She may not want to do it in front of the Richmond game, though, a little conflict of interest there. But at any rate,
I understand.
Thanks again, Coach. Merry Christmas. We'll talk soon.
And thank you guys. Take care.
And we will be back after this quick break with baseball coach Brian O'Connor.